I offer my most sincere gratitude on behalf of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, to all of you for so kindly taking your precious time to attend this very auspicious celebration in Sri Radha Gopinath Temple. Tomorrow we will be celebrating Sri Radhastami, the appearance day of Srimati Radharani. Earlier this year, by Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy, we had the good fortune of performing the Prana Pratishtha, the welcoming ceremony of Sri Lalita and Vishakha, the two most confidential, intimate, eternal servants of Sri Radha Gopinath. Today we are celebrating the appearance day of Lalita Sakhi. Tomorrow we will be celebrating the appearance day of Vishakha Sakhi. She happened to appear at the same time and the same day as Srimati Radharani. It is appropriate today's worship because according to our acharyas and our holy Vaishnav scriptures, one can only approach Sri Sri Radha Govinda through the proper channels of grace. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains how it was only by the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu that he received the shelter of the lotus feet of Raghunath Das Goswami. And it was by Raghunath Das Goswami's grace that he received the refuge at the lotus feet of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And it is by Swarup Damodar Goswami's causeless mercy that he understood the transcendental nature of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gained the most perfect understanding and realization of Sri Sri Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So no great personalities will dare to approach Sri Sri Radha Gopinath directly, because their pastimes, their existence is so high, it can only be understood to those whose hearts are absolutely pure of lust, envy, anger, pride, greed, and illusion. And that's only the beginning. In that pure heart, through the practice of sadhana bhakti and raganuka bhakti, ecstatic love must awaken in our heart before the real Vrindavan Leela of Sri Sri Radha Krishna can be approached. But that is easily attained by the mercy of the great personalities of Parampara. We learn that in Sri Vrindavan Dham, in the confidential circle of Sri Radha Govinda's eternal Leela, Lalita Sakhi is the most confidential and prominent of the maidservants of Srimati Radharani. In fact, Sri Radha considers Lalita her Shiksha Guru. In her totally selfless, loving service to Srimati Radharani, Lalita Sakhi is sometimes even seen to chastise Krishna in love. Sri Rupa Goswami explains the nature of the pure, unadulterated spiritual love of the gopis of Vrindavan, whose leader is Lalita Gopi. That if she were to see even a drop of perspiration on the lotus feet of Radha or Krishna, her eagerness would be of such a nature that it would be as if she accepted 10 million bodies to jump up and remove that small droplet. Her life, her soul, her everything eternally is only the loving pleasure of Radha and Krishna. And therefore, in order to enter into the Leela of Sri Radha Krishna on that level, it is only possible by the grace of Lalita Sakhi. We were discussing this subject at some length during Srimad Bhagavatam class this morning, and we concluded with the very essential information that Radha and Krishna and their most loving parishads or associates descended into this world as Lord Chaitanya and his associates to make the Leela of Vrindavan understandable and approachable even to the most common people. Lord Chaitanya is Krishna, who's descended into this world to taste the sweetness of Sri Radha's love and to distribute that love indiscriminately to everyone or anyone who are willing to accept it. What is the qualification? Simply one's faith and one's willingness. Krishna Varnam Fisakrishtam Sangopanga Shaparshanam Yagyai Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Hishumedasa. Krishna has descended to expound the glories of the Sankirtan movement, because simply by chanting the holy names with sincere feeling under proper direction, the greatest treasures of the heart, the revelations of the spiritual world, is revealed. It doesn't matter what race, what sex, what caste. These are all external bodily designations. Jivera Swarupoi Krishnara Nitya Das. Krishna describes in Gita that we are the eternal soul, and the nature of the soul is we are all lovers of Krishna. Because people are forgetful of the essence of real religion, they become so much encumbered and diverted by superficial external bodily conceptions. But a real devotee is sarvagrahi. Sarvagrahi means one who is interested in the essence and accepts the forms, accepts the formalities, the ceremonies, the rituals, and the various injunctions of the scriptures, with the very specific purpose of understanding the essence and realizing it. And that essence can only be approached through causeless mercy, not simply by our own efforts. Our efforts are acts of devotion to attract the mercy of the Lord. But it is the mercy of the Lord alone that can deliver us. And what is the Lord's supreme mercy? Kaler dosa nide rajan asti he kumahangina kirtanat eva krishnasya mukta sangha param brajet. In this age of Kali, a time of quarrel, hypocrisy, a place of strife, disease, and unlimited uncertainties, the great benediction is that Krishna has descended in his name. Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. The name of Krishna is Krishna himself with all of his opulences, who has descended into this world to reach out and embrace us with his love through the Sankirtan movement. This is Lord Chaitanya's purpose. But the internal purpose of Lord Chaitanya's descent is to understand the sweetness of Sri Radha's love. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, this internal purpose of the Lord was revealed to the world in its most perfect and complete form through the descent of Lalita Sakhi in the form of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lalita Sakhi is a direct expansion of Srimati Radharani. She's not different than Srimati Radharani. And similarly, Swarup Damodar Goswami is not different than he is a direct expansion in the mood of servitude of the internal ecstatic love of Sri Radha, which is in the heart of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the constant companion of Lord Chaitanya in his later pastimes in Jagannath Puri, and he is the prominent figure of all Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates. Murari Gupta made a notebook where he recorded the early pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Navadvip. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, who was the personal secretary of Lord Chaitanya, recorded in his notebook the pastimes and teachings of Lord Chaitanya in Puri. What we read of in Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Charitamrita consists from the basic foundation of these writings. According to Chaitanya Charitamrita, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had 3.5 most intimate confidential associates: Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sikhi Mahiti, and his exalted sister Madhavi Devi. So this gives us a little clue of who is Swarup Damodar Goswami. He was a resident of Navadvip when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his Navadvip pastimes. He was an intimate, loving associate of Lord Chaitanya. when Lord Chaitanya was just 24 years old, the very reservoir of all beauty, he enchanted the hearts of all of his devotees. He cut his hair, took off his beautiful clothing, left his home and family, and accepted the renounced order of life, sannyas. When Purushottam Acharya, who was the name of Swarup Damodar in his younger years, Purushottam Acharya heard that his beloved Lord, his life, his soul, his everything had left Navadvip to take sannyas, he became like a madman. Immediately, he practically ran to Varanasi. And there, he met a great Mayavadi sannyasi of the name Chaitanya Nanda Bharati. And he begged him to give him sannyas, which he did. Purushottam Acharya, his idea of taking sannyas was to worship Krishna with no disturbance. Because for those of you who are in household life, perhaps you have some disturbances, so many consideration, so many formalities, so many responsibilities for occupation, for family affairs, and all of these things. But Purushottam Acharya took sannyas not because he wanted position, not because he wanted title, simply because he wanted to be totally free to worship Krishna with absolutely no disturbance. And therefore he took sannyas in such a way that he disregarded many of the formalities that he considered would be disturbances. For instance, a brahmachari that serves a bharati or tirtha sannyasi is known as swarup. So when he was serving his guru as a brahmachari, his name was swarup. He kept his brahmachari name. He did not accept one of the 10 names that Shankaracharya recommend for sannyasis. And many other such formalities, because he didn't want the respect. He didn't want the external benefits. He simply wanted to worship Krishna with no disturbance. His Guru Maharaj, Chaitanyananda Bharati, gave him an instruction. He told him, study Vedanta and teach this knowledge to others. Now when Swarup heard that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had gone to Puri, he rushed to Puri. But at that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on a South Indian tour. Although Swarup Damodar Goswami was the greatest of scholars, the most powerful and attractive devotee, he did not speak anything to anyone. He remained in seclusion until Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned after his 2-year journey to the provinces of southern and western India. It was at that time that Swarup Damodar Goswami came to the Gambira in the house of Kashi Mishra and fell in his full dandavats, prostrated obeisances at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya, and offered this beautiful prayer. O ocean of mercy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, let there be an awakening of your auspicious mercy, which easily drives away all kinds of material lamentation by making everything pure and blissful. Indeed, your mercy awakens transcendental bliss and covers all material pleasures. By your auspicious mercy, quarrels and disagreements arising from different scriptures are vanquished. Your auspicious mercy pours forth transcendental mellows and thus causes the heart to jubilate. Your mercy, which is full of joy, always stimulates devotional service and glorifies conjugal love of God. May transcendental bliss be awakened within my heart by your causeless mercy. Swarup Damodar Goswami is taking shelter in full surrender of the mercy of the Lord. So many quarrels, even amongst religious people on the basis of different interpretations of scriptures, what to speak of different scriptures. How can it be resolved? Only by the mercy of the Lord. So many secular quarrels, disagreements and problems in this age of Kali. It can only be resolved by the mercy of the Lord. The sadness and gloom of this world can only brighten by the light, the brilliant sun of the Lord's mercy. And therefore, real jubilation, real happiness can only be achieved by taking shelter of the mercy of the Lord. In this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami is surrendering his heart, his soul, his life, his everything to Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so moved that he picks Swarup Damodar Goswami up from the ground and embraces him. And as they embrace in love, spiritual love for each other, they wept, they cried, and they both fell to the ground unconscious in spiritual trance. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spoke. He said that I had a dream that you were coming. And now that you have come, everything is very auspicious. Previously, I was like a blind man, unable to see. But your coming here has now restored my vision. Swarup Damodar Goswami, with folded palms and tears in his eyes, trembling with humility, he made a prayer to Lord Chaitanya. He said, please excuse me. Please excuse me, my dear Lord, for my offenses. Like a madman, I gave up your company and went to another country and went and took sannyas. In my heart, there is not even a single trace of love for your lotus feet. Otherwise, how would it have been possible for me to leave your company for even a moment? Although I have given you up, you have never given me up. By the rope of your mercy, you bound me and brought me back to the loving service of your lotus feet. After receiving the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, Swarup Damodar Goswami then fell at the lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu to worship him. Nityananda Prabhu lifted him up and embraced him with great love. Then he fell at the feet of Paramananda Puri, one of Lord Chaitanya's godbrothers, and worshipped his feet. Paramananda Puri, with deep, spontaneous affection, lifted him up and embraced him. Then Swarup Damodar Goswami met with all of the devotees, like Mukunda and Sarvabhauma and Jagadananda and Damodar. Swarup Damodar Goswami was such a humble, gentle, pure-hearted devotee that he became the life and soul of all the devotees. He made dear, intimate friendship with Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Prabhu, Pundarik with Vidyanidhi, and literally all the devotees. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says like this: when love of God awakens in the heart, it manifests toward the devotees as very intimate, selfless friendship. And when that love of God manifests toward the conditioned souls, it is expressed through pure compassion, genuine concern and love. In other words, if you have any drop of love of God in your heart, you can do, it can be understood by the eagerness to make very intimate, selfless, loving friendships with the devotees, and extending yourself, making sacrifices in a spirit of compassion to the fallen souls. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the supreme personification of these most holy attributes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then gave Swarup Damodar Goswami a residence in a very secluded place and gave him some assistance to help him in every regard. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that there was no limit to the scholarship of Swarup Damodar Goswami. When he spoke from the scriptures, it was as if Brihaspati himself was speaking, the guru and chief priest of all the demigods. And he had such artistic musical talents that he sang like the Gandharvas of the heavenly planets. Because he sang so beautiful, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the name Damodar. And this is how Swarup Damodar Goswami became his title. He wrote a book on beautiful devotional music called Sangeeta Damodar, which was a great treasure for the hearts of all of the devotees. Swarup Damodar Goswami was the very emblem of renunciation. The simplicity and the austerity of his life. He had not even the trace of a thought for his own sense gratification. His body, mind, words, and life were exclusively dedicated to the loving service of Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas. He was the very emblem of renunciation. He had limitless knowledge of the scriptures and realization. He was the most fantastic musician and singer. But yet, he was always eager to render the most menial, humble services to Lord Chaitanya and to all the devotees. Such a quality. This is Vaishnav. Generally, when you have opulences, you become proud. But there's one opulence that attracts Krishna: humility. And all other opulences only attract Krishna when they are offered with humility. Swarup Damodar Goswami became Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's personal secretary. And what were his services? He would arrange for Lord Chaitanya's bath. He would arrange for his taking rest, for his meals, for his massage. And he was especially very enthusiastic to serve prasad to all of the assembled devotees. Soon after, Swarup Damodar Goswami arrived in Puri, the devotees in Bengal happened to arrive at the Ataranala, at the bridge which is the border of Jagannath Puri. Shivananda Sen had arranged and sponsored the trip for about 300 devotees to walk all the way from Navadweep, Shantipur, Srikanda, Kulinagram for several weeks. And Advaitacharya was the leader of that great yatra of Vaishnavas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent his personal servant Govinda and his secretary Swarup Damodar Goswami to go out and welcome all the devotees by rendering them menial services. King Prataparudra with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Gopinathacharya was on the roof of his palace watching this incredible exchange. He was asking, who are these two effulgent, incredible people who are coming with these garlands and prasad in their arms? He said, that is Swarup Damodar Goswami, the very ocean of love of God. And this is Govinda. He was Lord Chaitanya's guru servant, but he has now come to serve the Lord himself. And who are these effulgent people? Who is that Swarup Damodar Goswami is offering the garland to? He said, this is Advaitacharya. And he started explaining who each devotee was. Meanwhile, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Govinda were offering garlands, offering prasad, offering chandan, offering obeisances to every single devotee. And all the devotees together were chanting the holy names. King Prataparudra said, I have seen in Jagannath Puri many, many thousands of kirtan groups coming here. And I have seen many sadhus, but I have never seen such joyful, effulgent persons. And I have never heard kirtan like this. What kind of kirtan is this? And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said, this is Prem Sankirtan. This is what Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to the world to deliver. To give the world the opportunity to go back home, back to Godhead, through the loving chanting of the holy name. Prem Sankirtan is to inundate the universe with Krishna Nam and Krishna Prem. So let us chant very loudly on this aspect. Thank you very much. After some days, Ramananda Rai arrived in Puri. Srila Ramananda Rai met Lord Chaitanya on the banks of Godavari River in Andhra Pradesh in a place called Kavur near Vidyanagar. On the banks of Godavari for many days, Ramananda Rai and Lord Chaitanya discussed the most confidential topics of Lord Krishna's leelas of Vrindavan. Ramananda Rai was Vishakha, the second most prominent of all the gopis after Lalita in Vrindavan. Lalita and Vishakha are always on the two sides of Radha Gopinath during their loving pastimes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted such sweetness in hearing Ramananda Rai's descriptions of Krishna's pastimes. He said, I cannot live without you. I know you are a governor of an entire province under the command of the king, but please resign from your service, come to Puri, and let us discuss Harikatha together throughout our lives. So Ramananda Rai, with the blessings of King Pratapa Rudra, he came to Jagannath Puri. Swarup Damodar Goswami was present during that most beautiful interaction, which is revealed in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ramananda Rai said to Lord Chaitanya that I have such a responsible, practically irreplaceable position because he was so competent. It's very difficult to give up a good man like that. But he said, when I asked the king if I could resign because it was your request, as soon as he heard your name, he became ecstatic. His heart just blossomed with love. Symptoms of ecstatic emotion were manifesting in his body. He embraced me and he said, you are so fortunate. You are so fortunate. Will I ever get such a fortune as you? Is that you have been the recipient of the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. I give you my full blessings. Give up your job. Go to Puri. Serve the Lord. And I'll give you full pension with a salary and a bonus. Ramananda Rai said, when I told the king, as soon as he heard your name, so much love in his heart, I am thinking, I don't even have a trace of his love. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, there is no one who has more love than you, Ramananda Rai. And because King Prataparudra has served you and given you satisfaction, therefore Krishna will definitely give his supreme mercy upon him. And then Mahaprabhu began to recite various slokas from the scriptures which describe that the greatest service we can do for the pleasure of the Lord is serving his devotees. He quoted from Adi Purana where Krishna says, one who is the servant of my devotee is more dear to me than one who attempts to serve me directly. How is this? Why is this? Because the devotee gives their heart to Krishna, and Krishna reciprocates by giving his heart to his devotee. Krishna told Durvasamuni, when Durvasamuni begged the Lord, save me from your Sudarshan Chakra, the Lord said, I cannot. Only Ambarish can save you. Durvasamuni said, what are you talking, my Lord? You are Vishnu. You are the supreme controller of all controllers. You can save me. How can you say you cannot? What can you not do? He said, I cannot. Because who am I? I am my heart. Sarunam hridayam mayam. My devotee gives their heart to me in unconditional love. And I reciprocate with them accordingly. Therefore, I have given my heart to Ambarish Maharaj. He has my heart. Only if he forgives you can I forgive you. Because he is the proprietor of my heart, which is the essence of myself. That is the nature of bhakti. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is extolling the glories of serving the Vaishnavas. Gopi Bhartur Padakamala Yora Dasa 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 Anu Das. This great verse that he chanted before Lord Jagannath just at the commencement of Rath Yatra, he was presenting his eternal identity to Jagannath. I am not a Brahmanic Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Shudra. I am not a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprast, or Sannyas. These are all temporary designations. What is my eternal aspiration and who am I? I am eternally the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. The Anu, the insignificant particle of a servant of all your servants. The Lord of the Gopis. So Mahaprabhu expressed this. Because King Prataparudra has sacrificed so much for you, because he has given you so much satisfaction, Krishna will give him his supreme mercy without fail. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave Swarup Brahmananda Rai two books that he collected during his South Indian Yatra. Books that he considered immense treasures at the Adi Keshav Temple near the Payaswini River in Tamil Nadu. He discovered the fifth chapter of Sri Brahma Samhita. And in Maharashtra, it is said in Satara, near the two rivers, Krishna Veni, he discovered a community of pure-hearted Brahmin Vaishnavas who were immersed in deep devotion, reciting the Krishna Karnamrita by Sri Bilva Mangala Thakur. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave those two books, entrusted them to Swarup Damodar Goswami. And when the devotees of Bengal, when they heard that Swarup Damodar Goswami had these books, Swarup Damodar Goswami encouraged them all to copy. And all the devotees were making copies. Now making copies, they didn't have computers or faxes or printing presses. Making copies means with your hand. But that was their enthusiasm. That was their eagerness to read these books. Now so many of us have so many of Prabhupada's books sitting on our bookshelves and we're not even reading them. But what is eagerness? That to get one of those books, we should be willing to sit down and sacrifice our time and our life to copy by hand the whole book just so we have the opportunity to read it. Yes? In Russia, when it was still communist nation, any religious books that were not authorized by the government were banned. They were illegal. You'd be put in prison and tortured for possessing such a book, what to speak of distributing it. And there was only one book that was smuggled in by Shyam Sundar Prabhu, by the grace of Prabhupada. And that one book, hundreds of people, Bhagavad Gita, people were copying it just so they would have a copy and they would read it. Can you imagine the intensity, the eagerness, and the seriousness in which they were reading those books? Well, this was the eagerness of the devotees. Because Krishna reveals himself according to our enthusiasm. Rupa Goswami said, what is the price of Krishna? Lobha. That spiritual eagerness. Just like a lusty person is greedy for the opposite sex. Just like a greedy person is very much eager for money. Just like a hungry person is eager for food. Or a thirsty person is just dying for water. This should be the eagerness of a devotee to hear Hari Katha and chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai became most eternal friends. It was the reunion of Lalita Vishakha in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. Can you imagine? In the presence of Radha Krishna, in the form of Lord Chaitanya, they're all meeting together again in Sri Purushottam Kshetra. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Ramananda Rai fell at the feet and worshipped the four gurus. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted there were four gurus amongst his associates. Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Nityananda Prabhu, and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arranged for the cleansing of Gundicha Temple. Because you know the Rath Yatra, Jagannath, Baladev, and Subhadra, they leave their temple, which represents their Dwarka Leela in Kurukshetra, and they're going to Vrindavan, which is represented by Gundicha Mandir. Now, this is so beautiful. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to teach his devotees that Rath Yatra is really the meditation of the heart to bring Krishna back into our heart and into our life. The heart is a temple. The temple must be perfectly clean before Krishna will manifest and be pleased to reside there. So he arranged for his devotees to cleanse the Gundicha Mandir. And he told Swarup Damodar Goswami and the superintendent of the temple to arrange for hundreds of pots of water and hundreds of brooms. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the morning, he personally distributed the brooms to the devotees. And he himself was sweeping along with all the others. Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Advaitacharya, Mahaprabhu, all the devotees. They were on their hands and knees with brooms, sweeping with great enthusiasm. Now in India, sweepers called bhangi. But in spiritual life, there's no high or low as far as the particular service. What is high is what is our purpose. What is the expression of our heart? So the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Master of all masters, is on his hands and knees sweeping and sweeping. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was sweeping with such enthusiasm just to show the world how we should be eager and attentive and determined to clean our hearts. It appeared that he had 1,000 hands moving simultaneously. All the devotees, 300 devotees, made a pile of dirt, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu single-handedly made one pile, and it was far bigger than all the 300. And he ordered the devotees, every speck of sand, dust, or straw must be removed. The heart must be completely cleaned. Lust, envy, anger, greed, pride, all false ego, it must be cleaned. And how do we clean it? By chanting God's names, by hearing Harikatha, by serving with a humble spirit of devotion, and by not committing immoral, unethical, or sinful activities. Guarding against offenses, we clean our heart. And after two phases of cleaning, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the direction for the pots of water to come in.
thousands of pots of water were bringing in, and they were washing the floors and the ceilings and the walls and the altars and the kitchens. Everything was just being washed and washed and washed and washed. And Mahaprabhu, sometimes he was in such ecstasy, determined to clean that temple, that so many profuse tears were flowing from his eyes, he didn't even need any other water. And when he was cleaning the Lord's altar, one Bengali devotee, a Gaudiya Vaishnav, he took the opportunity to pour water on Lord Chaitanya's feet and to catch it and drink it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu internally was very pleased with this person's devotion. But taking the role as an acharya, teaching by example, externally he appeared very angry. And he turned to Swarup Damodar Goswami and he said, just see what your Bengali Vaishnav has done. In the temple of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he has washed my feet. And in this way, he has implicated me in a very serious offense. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry. So Swarup Damodar Goswami took that devotee gently by the neck and sent him out of the temple. But then Swarup Damodar Goswami came back and pleaded with Lord Chaitanya to forgive him and give him his mercy. Now this is one of the most important historical incidents in the Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya because of what it symbolizes. Srila Prabhupada explains in his purport, Lord Chaitanya told Swarup Damodar Goswami, see what your Gaudiya Vaishnav has done. What does that mean? Lord Chaitanya accepts that all Gaudiya Vaishnavas, all persons in our line, or all of his followers, are subordinate to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He has established the principle of parampara. And what is the nature of parampara? We have all offended. We have all committed sins. We have all disgraced the Lord in so many ways in our lives. But when Swarup Damodar Goswami or his representatives come and plead to the Lord to forgive us and bestow their mercy upon us, only then can we receive the mercy of the Lord. And the Lord himself has told in this way, unless a pure-hearted devotee pleads to the Lord to forgive us and give us mercy, his mercy is not accessible to us. That is Swarup Damodar Goswami's special position in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. We are all subordinate to him. And unless he and his representatives appeal to the Lord on our behalves for mercy, there is no hope. But when they appeal, it is done. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, hearing Swarup Damodar Goswami's appeal for this restless person, he became very satisfied and blessed that Brahmin with great affection. After the cleansing of Gundicha, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had everyone sit down for prasad. And he himself wanted to serve. In fact, he was serving. It is described that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so enthusiastic to please the devotees that one of his hands held not less than what 5 grown men could eat And that's what he was putting on the plates.
Swarup Damodar Goswami approached the Lord and said, "Please sit down and eat." But Lord Chaitanya wanted to serve. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, "But no one will eat until you sit down and eat. So please accept prasad. I will serve." So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down to take prasad. Sri Sri Radha Gopinath Lalita Vishaka Dev Ki Jai. Shall I continue? Swarup Damodar Goswami, Jagarananda Pandit, Damodar Pandit. These are very, very senior, most devotees in the history of the world. And they're humbly serving prasad to all the devotees and all the guests who are assembled there. With great pleasure, with great joy, they're serving the devotees. Because for a true Vaishnav, there is no greater joy than serving. There's not much joy in being served. But there's unlimited joy in serving. Why? Because that joy energizes the soul. Because that is our nature. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even though he wasn't allowed to serve the devotees the prasad, he was sitting there eating, he still was in such a mood of service. The Lord is the Paramatma in everyone's heart. He knows our every desire. He knows our every thought. He knows everything we've ever done, all that we're doing, and all things we will do. That is Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from within the core of every devotee's heart, as they were eating prasad, he knew their each person's favorite preparation. He knew exactly what they wanted. And Lord Chaitanya was ordering Swarup Damodar Goswami to give each devotee their favorite preparation. He was saying, "Swarup, give him rasgulla. Swarup, him over there, give him Malpur. And him over there, give him shukta." In this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami blissfully was just running from person to person, giving them their favorite preparations as a menial, humble service, taking orders from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Swarup Damodar Goswami ki jai. Here is the most prominent person in the spiritual world of Goloka Vrindavan, the Shiksha Guru of Srimati Radharani. In this world, the greatest scholar of the scriptures, the greatest renunciate, the most beautiful musician, and yet his bliss is just the most humble, menial service to the devotees. And then he came back and he was serving Lord Chaitanya simultaneously along with Govinda and Jagadananda Pandit. Now Lord Chaitanya did not want to take very fancy prasad because he was a sannyasi. Just give me some plain rice. But Jagadananda Pandit came with this very, very special feast. And Lord Chaitanya feared, if I don't eat it, he will become angry and fast. And Swarup Damodar Goswami came with very costly sweetmeats. And they were serving Lord Chaitanya with such affection. They were saying, Lord Chaitanya said, "No, no, no." And they were saying, just to see what Lord Jagannath has tasted. Just to take his remnants and understand the pleasure Lord Jagannath's getting. Just take little, little, little. And they kept serving him more and more and more. And they wouldn't stop serving him more and more. But they did it with such affection. Lord Chaitanya kept eating more and more and more. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was watching this incredible exchange of love in serving prasad and eating prasad, that he smiled in bliss. Then the next was Rath Yatra. And after Netrotsava, Rath Yatra began. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after greeting Lord Jagannath as he came out of the temple, and was mounted upon his chariot. He divided his devotees into 7 kirtan groups. Each group would have a lead singer and a lead dancer. And the first group that he assigned, the lead singer was Swarup Damodar Goswami. And the lead dancer was the great Sri Advaita Prabhu. And he assigned other devotees to sing along with Swarup Damodar Goswami, to respond. And in that Rath Yatra, devotees were chanting. The second group, Srivas Thakur was the lead singer and Nityananda Prabhu was lead dancer. The next group, Mukunda Dutt was the lead singer and Thakur Haridas was the lead dancer. And in the next group, Govinda Ghosh, Vasudev Ghosh and Madhava Ghosh were the lead singers from Agradweep. And Vakreshwar Pandit was lead dancer. And then he set up groups from Shantipur, where Achyutananda was lead dancer, Kulinagram, where Satyaraj and Ramananda were lead dancers, and Sri Kanda, where Raghunandan and Narahari were the lead dancers. And he had 4 groups in front of Jagannath's chariot, one on each side and one behind. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu divided himself into 7 forms to dance simultaneously in all the groups. And each group was thinking, he's only with us. And then when he came into one form, all the 7 groups came together to see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the greatest manifestation of ecstatic love this world has ever seen, in the form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dance. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasy of Radha's love for Krishna, began chanting a particular verse. Nobody could understand what that verse meant except Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Chaitanya would chant a verse, and he would ask Swarup Damodar Goswami to sing a refrain. And he would sing, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go deeper and deeper into spiritual bliss. It is explained that Swarup Damodar Goswami was the only person in all of creation that perfectly understood the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says that Swarup Damodar Goswami's senses were identical to Lord Chaitanya's. He was whatever Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's inner ecstatic ras of feelings toward Krishna was. Swarup Damodar Goswami would immediately personify that ecstasy in his songs. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the mood of bringing Krishna from Kurukshetra back to Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar Goswami was composing and citing scriptures and singing with such ambrosial sweetness, exactly those feelings of Srimati Radharani's intimate, affectionate prayers appealing to Krishna to return to Vrindavan. And as Swarup Damodar Goswami was singing, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, like a dramatic actor, was enacting what he was singing with his hands for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath. This was the special quality of Swarup Damodar Goswami's love for Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, who else could so perfectly reveal Lord Chaitanya's inner mission to the world
but Him.
Swarup Damodar Goswami was revealing Lord Chaitanya's heart in the mood of Sri Radha praying to Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he recited a particular verse that nobody could understand except Swarup Damodar Goswami. And he composed just many, many, many verses supporting and revealing the inner essence of that treasure. After the Ratha Yatra, there is the Hara Panchami, some days later, where Lakshmi comes out of her temple in Puri and comes toward Gundicha, because Jagannath has not returned when he is supposed to return. And they're watching this. And Swarup Damodar Goswami is asked by Lord Chaitanya to explain the inner nectar of the sweetness of Vrindavan Leela. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, pages and pages and pages of beautiful poetry expressing the innermost ras of Braj for the pleasure of Lord Chaitanya. And then Srivas Thakur, he entered into the mood of Narada Muni. And he challenged. He said, I am a servant of the goddess of fortune. What is your Vrindavan? What does Vrindavan consist of? A few leaves, a few flowers, some peacock feathers, and a plant called Gunja. And what do your gopis do? They're boiling milk. They're churning yogurt. But my goddess of fortune, Lakshmi Devi, she is sitting on an elegant royal throne, bedecked with the most priceless celestial jewels. Lord Chaitanya smiled. He said, Srivas, the mood of Narada Muni has come into you. You have been affected to create controversy amongst us. But Swarup Damodar Goswami, he is a pure devotee of Vrindavan. He has such a simple heart that he doesn't know anything about this Aishwarya or these great royal opulences of the Lord. Called upon, Swarup Damodar Goswami spoke. He said, my dear Srivas, you have been covered by the Lord's opulences and you have forgotten the sweetness of Vrindavan Dham. The opulence of Vrindavan is like a limitless ocean, and in comparison, the opulence of Dwarka and Vaikuntha is not even a single drop. In Vrindavan Dham, everything is consisted of touchstone. And on the ground, every particle is Chintamani, more precious than all the celestial jewels in the heavenly or Vaikuntha planets. And these jewels, they are worn on the feet of the gopis. He explained how in Vrindavan there are desire trees. Trees that will fulfill all one's spiritual aspirations. And the devotees, the Brijabasis, they do not desire anything other than the fruits of those trees. In Vrindavan, there are limitless cows called Kamadenu. Their milk is sweeter than nectar, and they give unlimited quantities of that milk. And all of these cows are grazing from pasture to pasture throughout Brajbhumi. And the people of Vrindavan, they are so
totally satisfied that they want absolutely nothing other than the milk of those cows. Vrindavana is a place where all speech is song of love, where all motion is ecstatic dance, where all water is ambrosial nectar, where the effulgence of the Brahma Jyoti is manifested. Everywhere. And Krishna is constantly that Supreme Lord, the essence of all sweetness, Sri Nandanandana's constant companion, is his flute. This, Srivas, is what constitutes the opulence of Vrindavan. Srivas Thakur went into ecstasy. He started slapping his hands under his arms and crying out and dancing. And when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard the glories of Vrindavan from the mouth of Swarup Damodar Goswami, he went mad. He said to Lord Swarup Damodar Goswami, "Go on singing, go on singing, go on singing the glories of Braj Bhumi." And Swarup Damodar Goswami kept singing, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sattvika Bhava, the ecstasies of love manifested in his body, and he danced and he danced and he danced, and he kept saying, "Go on singing, go on singing." Swarup Damodar was singing, Lord Chaitanya was dancing, all the devotees were dancing with him, hour after hour after hour after hour. "Go on singing, go on dancing, go on singing, go on dancing." After so many hours, the devotees were exhausted, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was still dancing in ecstasy. Nityananda Prabhu was standing a little off to the side, just watching in great amazement. And finally, Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, "My Lord, everyone is fatigued. They can't dance anymore. Please." Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. In Jagannath Puri, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Paramananda Puri are described in Chaitanya Charitamrita to be the very heart and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There were three devotees that especially manifested three qualities. Paramananda Puri was immersed in ecstatic love, always in meditation. Smaranam, meditating on the names of the Lord, meditating on the pastimes of the Lord. He personified the perfection of meditation. And Gadadhar Pandit, he was absorbed constantly in reciting Srimad Bhagavatam. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, his supreme perfection was in his singing the names and the glories of the Lord. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these three devotees were his life and soul. He would be with Gadadhar Pandit for hours and hours a day at Tota Gopinath Temple, simply listening to him recite Srimad Bhagavatam. And he would recite with such enthusiasm, such love. When he described the story of Dhruva Maharaj or Prahlad Maharaj, after the whole story was complete, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would just ecstatically, with such eagerness, say, "Speak it again." These are long stories. He wouldn't go to the next phase of Bhagavatam until he heard Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj's story 100 consecutive times. This was what was going on at Tota Gopinath Temple. Gadadhar Pandit's eagerness to speak, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eagerness to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, the Paramhamsa Samhita. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would induce Swarup Damodar Goswami to chant. When he would chant the holy names, not only was the melodies and the tone of his voice the essence of all sweetness, but the emotion, the love, the humility of his heart were unfathomable. when he would sing, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would go into ecstasy. He would forget the material world. There is that famous story in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat where Vrindavan Das Thakur says Lord Chaitanya was listening to Swarup Damodar Goswami singing and he became so much neglectful of anything but the holy name that he was dancing and he jumped right into a deep, dark, dry well. And the people of Puri know what is the nature of this well. Very deep, very dry. Anyone who falls in this well is dead. He just jumped right into the well, intoxicated by the holy name. And the devotees came running to see what is Lord Chaitanya's condition. And when they came and looked down into the well, they saw that the well was filled up with fresh, creamy butter. And Lord Chaitanya was floating on the top. This was the power of Swarup Damodar Goswami's Sankirtan of the holy name. There is a festival in Puri temple called Odanshasti. That is the day when winter clothes of Jagannath are given to him. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went with his associates for this festival. Mahaprabhu was in ecstasy to see so many beautiful garments being offered to Lord Jagannath. Now Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who in Krishna Leela is Vrishabhanu Raj, the father of Srimati Radhika. He was best, dearest friends with Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he was complaining to Swarup Damodar. He said, what are they doing, those pujaris? They are offering Jagannath unwashed, starched cloth. This is not proper. According to the scriptures, when cloth has starch in them, it is considered contaminated and they must be washed before they're offered to Thakurji in the temple. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, but this is a tradition, a custom for so many long years. If Jagannath wants to accept the offering of his servants, then he can accept it with great happiness, starch or no starch. Lord Jagannath is not bound by all these injunctions and restrictions in the Vedic literatures. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, he said, I know, Lord Jagannath is not bound by any injunctions and restrictions, but the pujaris, they are. If I touch such a cloth as that, I wash my hand. The pujaris should not be offering these cloths. And as they were discussing it, they were laughing. And then they went back, they were offering garments, they were offering flowers, they were offering so many beautiful things to Lord Jagannath. And after the ceremony was done, late at night, Lord Chaitanya went with his devotees to Gambira to take rest. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi went to his home and fell asleep. In his sleep, Jagannath and Baladev appeared. And their eyes were full of anger. Can you imagine? You have all seen Jagannath's eyes. What they look like when they are angry, we have not seen. But Pundarik Vidyanidhi had this darshan. He was angry. And they came and started. Balaram and Jagannath began slapping Pundarik Vidyanidhi in the cheeks, chastising him, saying, you rascal, how dare you insult my devotees? And Pundarik Vidyanidhi was saying, stop, I beg forgiveness. In his dream, he was falling at their feet and pleading, please forgive me, whatever offense, please forgive me. And they were saying, forgive you? You are insulting our devotees. They are offering with love and devotion. And you are, by all these material calculations, you are criticizing them.
How dare you? There is no one more lowly. There is no one more sinful. There is no one more abominable than you. If you don't like my servants, then get out of Jagannath Puri. Why should you be here? Poo, 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 poo. I'll never do this again. Please, my Lord, please forgive me, forgive me. So then Lord Jagannath and Baladev said, all right, we forgive you, but do not do this again. Then they walked. They walked. He saw them walk back into the temple. And when he woke up in the morning, his cheeks were red and swollen. And he was trying to hide it. But the next morning he was with Swarup Damodar Goswami. And Swarup Damodar Goswami saw his cheeks. Said, what is this? And Pundarik Vidyanidhi explained what had happened. And oh, he was laughing, and Swarup Damodar Goswami was laughing. And as they were discussing, they were in great, great bliss. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, I have heard so many things and I have read so many incidences of the Lord's Leela in the scriptures and from the saints, but never have I ever heard anything like this, where the Lord appears in dream, slaps you, punishes you, and your body actually has the markings. This is amazing. This is glorious. This is wonderful. Swarup Damodar Goswami was dancing and chanting in happiness to hear about the good fortune of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. No one could estimate your supremely good fortune that the Lord has come and corrected you in this way out of his causeless mercy. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan. Now, his first attempt to go, millions of people followed him. But Sanatan Goswami and Ram Kali, who had met there along with Rupa Goswami, told Lord Chaitanya, better you go alone or with one or two others. Otherwise you will not really appreciate what is Vrindavan, with so many millions of people coming with you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took that advice and came back to Puri and told Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar that I want to go to Vrindavan alone. They said, you should take one servant. He said, last time I took a servant to South India, Kal Krishnadas, he abandoned me under the hypnotism of the Badaharis. And he went searching after some females, was entrapped. And I had to go through so much trouble to rescue him and bring him back. But Swarup Damodar Goswami said, there's a very nice young man. His name is Balabhadra Bhattacharya. I have been carefully examining him. He's very pure in heart, very simple-minded, and very faithful with devotion. He will make a perfect servant for you. That was Swarup Damodar Goswami's position. By his will, Lord Chaitanya, he was arranging Lord Chaitanya's personal entourage also. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from from Vrindavan, soon after that, Rupa Goswami came to Jagannath Puri. He stayed at the Siddha Bakula of Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every single day would go to visit Haridas Thakur and Rupa Goswami and spend very quality time with them, giving his mercy. He would bring them Mahaprasad with his own hands. Now during the Ratha Yatra ceremony, Rupa Goswami participated
and he saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic loving dance. He also heard Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recite a particular poem which no one could understand except Swarup Damodar Goswami. It sounded like a poem of a mundane love affair between a boy and a girl. Now, Rupa Goswami carved in a palm leaf a sloka which described the true inner meaning of that poem. And then he put it in the straw roof of the hut he was staying, and then went to the sea to take his bath. Meanwhile, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came when Rupa Goswami was not there, and he saw this palm leaf stuck in the roof. He opened it and read it. He was amazed to see what Rupa Goswami had written. When Rupa Goswami returned, Lord Chaitanya, "How did you know what is in my heart?" And he very lovingly, affectionately slapped Rupa Goswami in the face. Very intimately. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he took that verse and he showed it to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, "Only you know the intimate, most confidential feelings of my heart. How is it possible that Rupa Goswami understands my innermost loving intentions?" Swarup Damodar Goswami explained, "My Lord, it is only possible because you have bestowed your causeless mercy upon him. There is no other possible way. He is the object of your mercy. Therefore, he can understand your intentions." Lord Chaitanya said, "Yes. I first met him at Ramakeli, and then later I met him and spoke to him transcendental knowledge for 10 days at Prayag, the confluence of Yamuna, Ganga, and Saraswati." He said, "At that time, I saw his qualities, his quality of humility, his quality of sincerity, his quality of total dedication and faithfulness, and I saw that he is a fit candidate to understand my mission. And I have empowered him to understand the innermost content of my heart." Srila Rupa Goswami ki jai. And then Lord Chaitanya told Swarup Damodar Goswami, and listen carefully because this is very important. Lord Chaitanya told Swarup Damodar Goswami that you should please instruct Rupa Goswami in the science of the transcendental mellows. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put Rupa Goswami under the care and the teachings of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Now, in this regard, Srila Prabhupada explains that on Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, his Guru Maharaj's Vyas Puja, he wrote a particular poem, a beautiful poem, expressing his love and appreciation for his spiritual master. And one particular verse of that poem, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "Absolute is sentient. Thou hast proved. Impersonal calamity thou hast removed." Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when he read that, he carried that poem of Prabhupada with him wherever he went. And he showed to his disciples, and he showed to his friends and well-wishers this poem of Prabhupada. And when he pointed to that particular sloka, or that particular stanza, He would say that Abhay, Abhay Charanaravinda, how has he understood the innermost intention of my heart?
And Srila Prabhupada explains that how is it possible that I was able to write a verse that personified the innermost mission of my Guru Maharaj?
He said, it is only because I received his causeless mercy as Lord Chaitanya received the as Rupa Goswami received the causeless mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is Parampara.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. One day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to read some of the beautiful poetry of Rupa Goswami.
I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna have produced. When the holy name of Krishna dances on my tongue, I desire many, many tongues. When it enters into my ears, I desire millions of ears. And when it enters into the courtyard of my heart, my mind and senses become inert. When Lord Chaitanya heard that, he wanted to see some of the other poetry of Rupa Goswami. And when he read that, he became very much, very much attracted. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya brought his topmost devotees of Puri, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Ramananda Rai, and Swarup Damodar Goswami. And they met with Rupa Goswami and Haridas Thakur. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted Rupa Goswami to recite his writings and have a discussion with them on that subject. He said, please read the invocation verse. But Rupa Goswami was feeling very shy to read his own verses. So Swarup Damodar Goswami began to read. When Swarup Damodar Goswami, Ramananda Rai, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, these were the topmost authorities of all knowledge. And Haridas Thakur was the topmost authority of the holy names. They all wholeheartedly blessed Rupa Goswami. Ramananda Rai said, this is not poetry. This is an incessant shower of nectar. What is the use of a a bowman's arrow if it does not pierce the heart? And what is the use of a poet's writings if it does not make the mind spin in divine emotion? They scrutinizingly examined Rupa Goswami's poetry, and they all unanimously at that time decided that Rupa Goswami will be our Sampradaya Acharya. Through him, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission and teachings will be passed down to the world forevermore. It was at that time that Rupa Goswami was proclaimed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and these great devotees to be the authority of Mahaprabhu's message for the world. And Lord Chaitanya asked Swarup Damodar Goswami and the others to profusely bless Rupa Goswami for this mission. Should I continue? There was a very simple-hearted devotee who had a nature just like a cowherd boy. In fact, in Krishna's Leela, he is a cowherd boy. And this devotee, very faithful, very dedicated, but very, very simple. His name was Bhagavan Acharya. Now, Balaram Acharya had a brother of the name Gopal Bhattacharya. Gopal Bhattacharya was living in Varanasi and studying Vedanta under a Mayavadi teacher. So he came back to Puri and he wrote a commentary on Vedanta Sutra. Hare Krishna.
he wrote not commentary, but he wrote explanations of Vedanta Sutra. And he was so eager to read it to Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya had such total trust in Swarup Damodar Goswami that it was a rule and regulation amongst all the devotees that no book, poem, or song of anybody would be brought to Lord Chaitanya's ears until first it was carefully examined and approved by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Because philosophically, as well as from the point of view of spiritual rasa, Swarup Damodar Goswami was supremely knowledgeable and realized. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu could not tolerate hearing things that were philosophically or rasically incorrect. So Bhagavan Acharya was very enthusiastic. This is his little brother. How people are affectionate to their little brother. So he came to Swarup Damodar Goswami. He said, please hear him. He's so eager. He's my little brother. He's so eager to recite his explanations of Vedanta for you. Please hear. Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, Bhagavan Acharya, you have lost your intelligence. You are eager to hear Mayavad philosophy? Do you not know that even if a great Vaishnav, who's very deeply situated in the principles of bhakti, if he opens his heart to eagerly hear Mayavad philosophy, his service attitude will be spoiled and he will develop the propensity to want to be the Supreme Lord? Bhagavan Acharya, he said, but Swarup Damodar Goswamiji, he said, we are very deeply situated on the path of bhakti. That will not happen to us. We know the scriptures. Swarup Damodar Goswami said that the Mayavad philosophy has such word jugglery that it can confuse even a great devotee. And even if you are not confused, even if you are so deeply situated in bhakti, what do they say? They say that this universe is false. They say that the jivatma is false. They say that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is under the control of Maya. To hear these words breaks the heart and the life of a devotee. When Bhagavan Acharya heard this explanation, he immediately sent his brother back to Varanasi. This was the power of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Although he was such a sweet, gentle, compassionate Vaishnava, he had perfect discrimination. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said himself, Mayavadi Bhasya Sunile Hoy Sarvanash, that this philosophy that we become God, this philosophy that God's form is an illusion, it is temporary, that God's personality is an illusion, that God's abode and his associates are illusion, it breaks the heart of a devotee. Ishvara Paramakrishna Satchit Ananda Vigraha. Krishna's form is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. His pastimes are eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. His characteristics and qualities are the life and soul, the everything of a devotee. How could we tolerate hearing that it is under the influence of Maya? That ultimately the Lord is formless and impersonal. It corrupts our service attitude. And it is that service attitude that is the foundational essence of everything a devotee is striving to perfect. there was a man from Bengal who had written a drama. And he read it to Bhagavan Acharya. Oh, Bhagavan Acharya was so impressed. So he wanted it to be heard by Lord Chaitanya. And this poet was very eager to read it to Lord Chaitanya, because it was about Lord Chaitanya. But it had to first be examined by Swarup Damodar Goswami. Bhagavan Acharya said, please hear this, please hear this. Lord Chaitanya will be very happy to hear. Swarup Damodar Goswami, you have lost your sense. You don't understand. When you're talking about Jagannath and you're talking about Lord Chaitanya, you have to have deep realizations. You have to have deep philosophical understanding. You have to really know. You can't just immaturely just write about these subjects. Of course, in India, it's very popular today. People just publish books about Krishna and about Krishna and Radharani and all of these things. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this is the subject of self-realized souls. Ordinary people cannot just understand. So what is this drama? I don't want to hear it. So many days went by and Bhagavan Acharya kept saying, please hear, please hear. It's a beautiful drama. You'll really like it. Swarup Damodar Swami said, all right. So there was a congregation of devotees together. And he read this drama. The invocation verse was about Lord Chaitanya and Jagannath. I don't remember the exact verse, but I'll tell you the result of his reading this verse. He's describing how Lord Chaitanya is the moving Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he has brought life to the non-moving Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Jagannath, and they have come to Puri in this way. And the devotees, when they heard it, all the assembly of devotees, they were joyful, thinking this is beautiful. Except Swarup Damodar Goswami. He was very angry. He said, what you have written is incorrect. He started asking, what did you mean by this? What did you mean by this? What did you mean by that? And after hearing this person's understanding, he said, you have committed the offense. What you have written and what you have understood is that Lord Chaitanya's body is different than his soul. You are comparing Lord Chaitanya's body to that of an ordinary human being. You must understand the spiritual science that for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his body and his soul are the same. They are one. The Lord has Satchidananda Vigraha. His body is Chinmay. It is spiritual, perfect energy. It's the source of everything that exists. The Lord's body is not an illusion. You are comparing Lord Chaitanya to an ordinary person with a material body because you have not understood. And because you have written this and you are speaking it to others, you are going to reach a hellish destination. And when this man heard this, he became devastated. And he fell. He understood everything that Swarup Damodar Goswami was speaking was true. He fell at Swarup Damodar Goswami's lotus feet. He clamped onto them and he begged forgiveness, begged forgiveness, begged forgiveness. And Swarup Damodar Goswami, who's a thoroughly soft-hearted, kind person, he only wanted, his anger was only to teach him. A devotee never has any vengeance or resentment in his heart for anyone. But anger is a tool to use to teach person the emphasis of their mistakes. So this devotee begs Swarup Damodar Goswami, please tell me how I can rectify myself. And Swarup Damodar Goswami smiled. And he said, if you want to understand Krishna, if you want to stand the truth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you must study Srimad Bhagavatam under the supervision and care of a self-realized Vaishnava. There is no other way.
You must submit yourself to humbly hear from a qualified devotee and render service to him. And then everything will be understood in truth.
This is the basic teaching of Gita. Tadvidi panipatena pariprasnena sevaya upayadekshanti te jnanam jnaninastata darshana. Krishna tells the world, if you want to know the truth, you must approach a spiritual master with submissiveness. We must inquire submissively with an eagerness to render service, because the self-realized soul can impart knowledge to you because he has seen the truth. This devotee took that very seriously. Swarup Damodar Goswami became very affectionate to him. And the devotees were so pleased by his humility that they brought him right to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showered his mercy upon him. And do you want to know something? That devotee never left Jagannath Puri. He remained the rest of his life as an intimate, loving servant of Lord Chaitanya and the Vaishnavas. That is the power of Swarup Damodar Goswami's devotion. Raghunath Das Goswami. He was from Krishnapur in the Saptagram area. His father and uncle were multimillionaires with vast property, tremendous amount of power and prestige. But Raghunath Das Goswami, after meeting Lord Chaitanya, after experiencing the higher taste that Haridas Thakur was experiencing by chanting the holy names, he did not care anything for the wealth or splendor of material life. He escaped from home and came to Jagannath Puri with great effort. First, he begged Lord Nityananda Prabhu for his mercy, and after receiving mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he escaped and traveled through jungles, hardly eating or sleeping. His parents were sending guards, police all over, trying to find him. He had to go through back forest paths. And he arrived in Puri and came to Gambira to fall at the feet and surrender to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami. He took Raghunath Das Goswami's hand and he said, I am going to entrust you under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami. Then Mahaprabhu told Swarup Damodar Goswami, he said, please accept him as your own son or servant. Take care of him. Teach him. I entrust him under your care. Now there are three Raghunaths. There is Raghunath Bhatta, there is Raghunath Vaidya, and you will be known as the Raghunath of Swarup, Damodar Goswami. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with his own hand placed Raghunath Das Goswami's hand in the hand of Swarup Damodar Goswami to formalize the connection. Hare Krishna. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, under the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami, became the assistant secretary for Lord Chaitanya. He was helping to arrange the meals of the Lord. He was helping to arrange the Lord's rest, his massage, his bath, and so many other, every little thing he was helping. Very simple menial service. Although he's a very majestic person who is a son of multi-millionaires, he was like a regal prince. He was happy. One day,
Swarup Damodar Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya along with Raghunath Das Goswami. Raghunath Das Goswami was so humble, he would not approach Lord Chaitanya directly. He did not consider himself qualified. Whatever questions he had, he would submit them through Swarup Damodar Goswami. So he said, Swarup Damodar Goswami told Lord Chaitanya that Raghunath Das Goswami is asking a question to you through me. He has already renounced this world and he wants to know what is his duty in the renounced order of life. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that Swarup Damodar Goswami knows everything. All of your questions can be perfectly answered by him. But since you have asked me with so much affection and devotion, I will speak. Gramya katano shunibe, gramya varatina kohibe. Balana kodibiyar? He explained to, these are the principles of one in the renounced order of life. Should not speak mundane gossip. And should not hear mundane gossip. The things that common people like to speak. The things that common people are addicted to. You should not speak or hear them. You should not eat very palatable foods and you should not dress luxuriously. Amanida manadaina kirtanya kirtanya sadahari. He said you should offer all respect to others and expect no respect for oneself. In this way, you will be able to chant the holy name of the Lord constantly and serve Sri Sri Radha Krishna in your mind in Sri Vrindavan Dham. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him one more instruction. The essence of renunciation. Trinarapi sunichena taror ivasihishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sada hari. To be more humble than a blade of grass, more tolerant than a tree, to be eager to offer all respect to others and to expect none in return. In this way, you can chant the holy name of the Lord constantly. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, these are the instructions for one in the renounced order of life. For more details, you can consult Swarup Damodar Goswami because he knows everything. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was inquiring from Swarup Damodar Goswami how Raghunath Das Goswami is maintaining himself. And he was amazed to hear Raghunath Das Goswami's unbelievable spirit of detachment and renunciation. Lord Chaitanya was so pleased with Raghunath Das Goswami that he personally gave him the Govardhan Shila that he worshipped. For several years, he kept this Shila around his neck sometimes. And when he was in ecstatic love, the love of Radha for Krishna, he would put the Shila on his heart. He would put Giriraj on his forehead. This Giriraj Shila was constantly moistened by the tears of Lord Chaitanya's love. He saw this Shila as the body of Krishna. He gave that Shila to Raghunath Das Goswami along with a Gunja Mala from Vrindavan. And Swarup Damodar Goswami made all the arrangements to give the paraphernalia to Raghunath Das Goswami for the worship of that Shila. Even Swarup Damodar Goswami was arranging to bring nice, costly sweetmeats for Raghunath Das to offer to the Shila. But Raghunath Das Goswami would distribute the prasad. He would not eat it. He came to the stage in his renunciation. We're outside of one of the gates of Jagannath's temple.
the old spoiled prasad of Jagannath was thrown in a pile. Because the Jagannath prasad, much of it was given to various shopkeepers outside of the temple to sell. But after many days, if it wasn't sold, sometimes it would become decomposed and not humanly edible. So they would just dump it into one particular pile near Jagannath's temple. And through the days, the cows would come and they would eat it. And that rice, which was so decomposed that even the cows spit it out, Raghunath Das Goswami, without telling a single soul, would very secretly come at night when nobody was around and collect that. And he would take the inner portion of it, and that's all he would eat. Swarup Damodar Goswami was his constant associate. He was the only one who knew this. And he snatched some of that prasad and ate it. And Raghunath Das Goswami was very much embarrassed, but Swarup Damodar Goswami, when tasting that prasad, he went into spiritual joy. He said, I have never tasted such nectar as what you are eating. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami, in great excitement, went and told Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu what Raghunath Das Goswami was eating. So the next day, Lord Chaitanya came right at lunchtime to the place where Raghunath Das Goswami was residing. He said, oh, I understand you're eating very nice prasad. Please give me some. And Raghunath Das was hiding it. He said, no, my lord, not like that. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forcibly snatched it and ate a morsel. And then he was about to eat more, and Swarup Damodar Goswami held his hand back and said, no, my lord, you cannot. It is not fit for you. You've already taken enough. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have tasted so many cakes and so many sweets and so many sabjis and so many wonderful offerings to Lord Jagannath, but I have never tasted anything as nectarine as the prasad that Raghunath Das Goswami is eating every day. Because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is tasting the spirit of devotion in the mood of renunciation that Raghunath Das Goswami imbibed and personified. I'll tell you something about the compassion of Swarup Damodar Goswami. You know the story of Chota Haridas. He was in the renounced order of life and he trespassed the principles. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to make an example of him. So he banished him from his association. He said, I will not look at his face. He's a hypocrite. Lord Chaitanya, he was pleased by honesty and simplicity. Whoever you are, whatever position, you will never please Lord Chaitanya. You will never really receive his mercy if you are duplicitous and hypocritical or proud. So Lord Chaitanya said, I will not see his face of this hypocrite. Chota Haridas was devastated. His heart was broken. The devotees felt great compassion for him. Swarup Damodar Goswami approached Lord Chaitanya and said, he's repentful. He's repenting. He's honest. He's sincere. He's given his heart, his life, his soul to you. Please, don't banish him. Let him back into your association. Swarup Damodar Goswami was pleading on behalf of Chota Haridas. And Lord Chaitanya took a very strong stand. He said, no, I will not meet him. Don't ask me this question again. So Swarup Damodar Goswami, he went to Chota Haridas on a regular basis. And he personally gave him prasad with his own hands. And he gave him association. And he said, please, just be patient. Now the Lord is trying to teach the world a very strong lesson.
but your heart is good. Just be patient, and he will again be merciful to you. In this way, Swarup Damodar Goswami felt such sympathy for this devotee, even though he made a mistake. He was trying to nourish him and help him and bring him spirits. But a long time passed, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not change his will, and ultimately Chota Haridas ended his life. But one night, along the ocean side, the devotees heard Chota Haridas singing. And the devotees were thinking, is that a ghost? Perhaps he has become a ghost? And Swarup Damodar Goswami, he knew with all conviction what is the truth. He said, don't speak like this. Do you not understand that this is Chota Haridas in his original perfected spiritual body coming back to sing for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Sankirtan of the Holy Name. Chota Haridas achieved the supreme perfection of life. He went back home, back to Godhead, assumed his Siddha Deha, his eternal form. But out of his love for Lord Chaitanya, he returned to sing for him. Swarup Damodar Goswami could understand and reveal that to the world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu I'm sorry, but it's getting late, and tomorrow is Radhastami. But the best part of the story, I have not yet begun. I think I will begin Srimad Bhagavatam class from where we left off today, and then begin the Radhastami lecture after that, because it is now after 10 o'clock and everyone should be very nicely rested and come to celebrate Radhastami tomorrow morning. But what we will speak in summary form is how Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, during the last 12 years of Lord Chaitanya's Leela, were his constant associates. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his ecstasies of Radharani's separation, was feeling such divine ecstasy. During the day, his mind would be diverted from those feelings of love and separation by Hari Katha and Hari Kirtan with the devotees. But during the night, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai were his constant companions. Just as when Krishna was feeling separation from Radharani, Subal would pacify him, in the same way Ramananda Rai would pacify Lord Chaitanya's heart by speaking the glories of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. And just as Srimati Radharani was, when she was feeling the pangs of intense separation from Krishna, Lalita Devi would pacify her by singing beautiful songs about Krishna. In the same way, Swarup Damodar Goswami would sing beautiful songs to enchant the heart and the mind of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is described that Lord Chaitanya shared the various rasas with different devotees. Paramananda Puri is the incarnation of Uddhava in Krishna's Leela. Paramananda Puri had a paternal affection
for Lord Chaitanya. And Govinda, he had the affection of an unalloyed, obedient servant of Lord Chaitanya. Paramananda Puri, he loved Lord Chaitanya with Vatsalya Ras. Govinda with Dasya Ras. Ramananda Rai was simultaneously the incarnation of Arjuna and Vishakha Devi. In his spirit of Arjuna, he shared Sakya Ras, fraternal affectionate love with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya was worshipped and served with Madhurya Ras by such great devotees as Jagadananda Pandit, Gadadhar Pandit, and Swarup Damodar Goswami. Lord Chaitanya, toward the end of his manifested leelas, day and night he was weeping and crying in separation. Day and night he would hold the necks of Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami and reveal the innermost confidential feelings of his heart. Swarup Damodar Goswami's songs kept him alive. Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami would sometimes sing for Lord Chaitanya the poems of Jayadev Goswami, Vidyapati, and Chandidas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his love, his gratitude to these devotees, they were his innermost confidential associates, day and night. Ramananda Rai describing the beautiful pastimes and teachings of Krishna, and Swarup Damodar singing beautiful songs, glorifying the Lord and his holy names. Many beautiful experiences, which we'll describe tomorrow, took place of how Lord Chaitanya would escape from the Gambhira and go into many ecstatic transformations. There's one story wherein it was Sharad Purnima. The devotees were out on the seashore, chanting beautiful songs of Krishna's Rasa-lila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu happened to see the full moon glistening upon the waves of the sea. And immediately he thought it was the autumn moon of Vrindavan glistening upon the surface of Yamuna. Nobody saw, but in ecstasy he jumped right into the sea. The devotees didn't know where he went. They were looking everywhere. Where is he? It was dark out. The whole night they were searching. Has he left us? Has he disappeared from the world? Swarup Damodar Goswami, he was such a humble servant. He was just walking, just searching everywhere in Puri with a lantern in his hand, trying to find Lord Chaitanya. Asking everybody, anybody. He was the leader amongst all the devotees. He was intimate, loving friend and teacher of Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami. He was a loving Shiksha Guru for Haridas Thakur. He was leading the search party with lantern in his hand everywhere for the Lord, but they could not find him. Finally, the sun rose and there was not a sign of him anywhere. But they saw a fisherman. And the fisherman was acting like a madman. He was jumping and saying, Hari Hari, Hari Hari, Hari Hari. This seemed to be a hint of evidence. Swarup Damodar Goswami approached him. Have you seen anything unusual tonight?
He said, yes, I have. I was fishing with my net, and this effulgent fish was caught in my net. And when I pulled him up, I touched him. And as soon as I touched him, my hair stood on end. Tears came from my eyes. My limbs trembled. And I started crying out, Hari, 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 Hari. I think he's some sort of ghost. I've been possessed. I'm haunted by ghost. Now you should know that I'm used to fishing all night. And there's all kinds of ghosts at night. To protect myself from ghosts, I chant the Narasingha Dev mantra. And that has always protected me throughout my career. But something about this ghost. Whenever I chant the Narasingha mantra, the powers of his possession over me become more and more. It seems that Narasingha's mantra increases his potencies to control me. Hari, 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 Hari. So Rup Damodar Goswami said, what did he look like? I cannot even explain what a ghostly being he looks like. His limbs are dislocated from each other. He's all white and parched from the... Lord Chaitanya said, that's Lord Chaitanya. I mean, Swarup Damodar said, that is Lord Chaitanya. He said, no, I have seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so many times. This has nothing to do with him. Swarup Damodar Goswami said, I am an exorcist. I know how to rid a possessed man from the influence of a ghost. And then Swarup Damodar Goswami slapped him in the face and chanted a mantra and said, the ghost is gone. That was Lord Chaitanya. Take us to him. So they took. And there was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, the devotees' hearts broke when they saw him. All night long he was in the ocean. Sometimes he was underwater. Sometimes he was coming above the water, then sinking under the water, then coming over the water, just floating with the waves, trapped in a fisherman's net, covered with sand, his hair disheveled, transformations of ecstasy in his body. The devotees loudly, headed by Swarup Damodar Goswami, loudly chanted the holy names in the ears of Mahaprabhu.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
The Lord came to external consciousness, and he looked this way and that. And he said, where am I? Why have you brought me here? And Swarup Damodar Goswami explained the whole story of what they went through and how they saw him. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I was in Vrindavan. And I saw Radha and Krishna and the gopis entering into the Jamuna, performing beautiful water pastimes with blue lotuses and red lotuses. And suddenly I heard this loud noise and it brought me here. That was Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's meditation. The last chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was alone with Ramananda Roy and Swarup Damodar and tells them that in this age of Kali, when people are so fallen and cripple-minded, there is one great benediction. Krishna has descended within the holy sound of his name. All the opulences, all the powers of Krishna are within his name. One who chants the name of the Lord seriously will attain the highest treasure of prema bhakti. This is the prime benediction, the greatest benediction for all humanity. One cannot extol with enough enthusiasm the glories of the holy names. Therefore, this sankirtan of Krishna's names is the ultimate salvation for all.
He was glorifying the Sankirtan movement. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, alone with Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodar Goswami in the privacy of Gambira, his own residence, recited and explained the 8 verses that he had personally composed called Shikshastakam. Through Swarup Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Rai, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed Shikshastakam to the world. After Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared from this world, soon after, on the day of Rath Yatra, Swarup Damodar Goswami also ended his leela on earth. Raghunath Das Goswami, his life and soul, his everything was his two lords, Swarup Damodar Goswami and Lord Chaitanya. He could not live. He was so much immersed in separation, pangs of love and separation, that he decided to go to Vrindavan and to take his life from jumping from the top of Govardhan Hill. He walked all the way to Vrindavan with that intent. And then he met Rupan Sanatan Goswami and told him his plan. You have been the constant associate of Lord Chaitanya for 16 years. You have personally witnessed his pastime. You have purposely studied and memorized the notebooks of Swarup Damodar Goswami. You stay with us and every day describe the glories and the teachings of Lord Chaitanya. They arranged Raghunath Das Goswami to reside on the banks of Sri Radha Kund and Sham Kund, the supreme most holy places in all of existence. Raghunath Das Goswami is proclaimed to be our Prayojana Acharya, the Acharya who teaches the ultimate summit of the ecstasy of the love of the gopis for Krishna. And he personified that. But what was his character of Prayojana Acharya? Offering thousands obeisances to the devotees every day. Offering thousands obeisances to the deities every day. Chanting at least 2 lakhs of the holy names every day. More humble than a blade of grass. Respectful to every living being. That is Prayojana Acharya. It was with that example, with that experience of qualities and character that he personified how to achieve the ultimate goal of gopis' love. No pride. He followed the regulative principles so strictly they were like the lines in stone, they would never be erased. Every day for several hours on the banks of Sri Radha Kund, he would describe the glories of Lord Chaitanya. And one elderly Vaishnav gentleman named Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami attended those satsangs each and every day for several years. On the order of the assembled devotees, with the blessings of the Vaishnavas, all the Vaishnavas, and the deity of Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami compiled Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the crest jewel of all literatures, the most authoritative, concise, and comprehensive understanding of Lord Chaitanya's teachings and life. Especially sent Vrindavan Das Thakur concentrated mostly on the earlier life of the Lord, and Kaviraj Goswami on the later life of the Lord. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has written in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that the conclusions of ras, or spiritual love, is very, very deep. He said, only Swarup Damodar Goswami knows and understands it. And only if one learns from Swarup Damodar Goswami's parampara, with his mercy and blessings, can understand the Lord Leela in the spiritual world in truth. It is Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj who has so perfectly revealed in his writings the truth of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I will end this class tonight by reciting a particular verse. This verse is like heart and soul for all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Repeated hundreds of times by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada hundreds of times, and our acharyas have quoted this verse hundreds of millions of times. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikratir Ladini Shakti Rashmat Ekat manava pibu vibhava dehabitam kathao thao. Chaitanyakyam prakatam adadam tadvayam chekyam aptam. Radha bhava duti suvalitam nomi Krishna swarupam. The loving affairs of Sri Radha and Krishna are transcendental manifestation of the Lord's internal pleasure-giving potency. Although Radha and Krishna are one in their identity, they separated themselves eternally. Now these two transcendental identities have again united in the form of Sri Krishna Chaitanya. I bow down to him who has manifested himself with the sentiment and complexion of Srimati Radharani, although he is Krishna himself. Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki, Sri Lalita Vishaka Devi ki, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananti Koti Vaishnava Brinda ki, Sri Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya ki, Sri Harinam Sankirtan ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Very loudly, please. This will be our kirtan for the evening. One more time with great enthusiasm. Thank you very much.